Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Llama Adapter, efficient fine-tuning of language models with zero in-it attention. Authored 2023 by Renrui Zhang, Jiaming Han, Aojun Zhou, Shangfei Hu, Shailin Yan, Pan Lu, Hongsheng Li, Peng Gao, Wai Chao. Abstract. We present Llama Adapter, a lightweight adaption method to efficiently fine-tune Llama into an instruction-following model. Using 52K self-instruct demonstrations, Llama Adapter only introduces 1.2M learnable parameters upon the frozen Llama 7B model, and costs less than 1 hour for fine-tuning on 8A100 GPUs. Specifically, we adopt a set of learnable adaption prompts, and prepend them to the input text tokens at higher transformer layers. Then, a zero init attention mechanism with zero gating is proposed, which adaptively injects the new instructional cues into Llama, while effectively preserves its pre-trained knowledge. With efficient training, Llama Adapter generates high-quality responses, comparable to Alpaca with fully fine-tuned 7B parameters. Furthermore, our approach can be simply extended to multimodal input, e.g., images, for image-conditioned Llama, which achieves superior reasoning capacity on ScienceQA. We release our code at https://github.com/zerskiwalker/llama-adapter. 1. Introduction. Large-scale language models, LLMs, reference 6, 7, 37, 38, 58, have stimulated widespread attention in both academia and industry. Driven by massive corpora and advanced hardware, LLMs exhibit remarkable understanding and generative ability, propelling language tasks into a higher level. Recently, significant progress has been made on instruction-following models, e.g., ChatGPT and GPT-3.5, Text DaVinci 003, reference 5. Following instructions or commands in natural language, they can generate professional and contextual responses in a conversational way. However, the fur, asterisk equal contribution, https://chat.openai.com their prevalence of instruction following models is largely impeded by the closed source restriction and high development costs. To alleviate this, Stanford Alpaca, reference 41, proposes to fine-tune an LLM, i.e., Llama, reference 42, into an instruction following model, which is affordable and replicable. Starting from 175 human-written instruction output pairs, reference 48, Alpaca leverages GPT-3.5 to expand the training data to 52K in a self-instruct manner. Supervised by this, Alpaca fine-tunes the entire 7B parameters in Llama, producing an exceptional model that performs similarly to GPT-3.5. Despite Alpaca's effectiveness, a complete fine-tuning of large-scale Llama is still time-consuming, computation-intensive, multimodality unsupported and cumbersome to transfer to different downstream scenarios. In this paper, we introduce Llama Adapter, an efficient fine-tuning method that adapts Llama into a well-performed instruction-following model. We also utilize the 52K instruction output data for training purposes, but demonstrate superior resource efficiency to Alpaca. Specifically, in Llama's higher transformer layers, we append a set of learnable adaption prompts as prefixed to the input instruction tokens. These prompts learn to adaptively inject new instructions, conditions, into Llama. To avoid noise from adaption prompts at the early training stage, we modify the vanilla attention mechanisms at inserted layers to be zero init attention, with a learnable gating factor. Initialized by zero vectors, the gating can firstly preserve the original knowledge in Llama, and progressively incorporate instructional signals during training. This contributes to stable learning during the fine-tuning process and better instruction following capacity of the final model. Overall, our Llama Adapter exhibits four main characteristics, as shown in Figure 1. 1.2M parameters. Instead of updating the full 7B parameters, we freeze the pre-trained Llama and only learn the adaption prompts with 1.2M parameters on top. This, however, reveals comparable instruction following proficiency with the 7B Alpaca, 1 hour fine-tuning. Thanks to lightweight parameters and our zero init gating, the convergence of Llama Adapter costs less than 1 hour on 8A100 GPUs, 3 times faster than Alpaca. Plug with expertise. For different scenarios, it is flexible to insert their respective adapters and endow Llama with different expert knowledge. Thus, it suffices to store a 1.2M adapter within each context, other than a complete copy of the 7B model. Multimodal condition. Besides textual instruction, Llama Adapter can be extended to image input for multimodal reasoning. By simply adding images tokens into adaption prompts, Llama Adapter performs competitively on the Science QA benchmark. 2. Related work. 2.1. Instruction following language models. The subfield of language models focusing on the instruction following capabilities is crucial for generating responses based on natural language commands. Instruction following methods enhance pre-trained models by fine-tuning them using high-quality input-output tuples of task instructions and ground truth outputs. This fine-tuning helps the model better understand user intentions and follow instructions more accurately. Instruction following 2 methods have been extensively researched in language models, reference 3, 33, 49, 51, and multimodality domains, reference 30, 40. Among those methods, FLAN, reference 51, introduces an instruction tuning method that outperforms non-tuned LLMs in unseen tasks. Prompt source, reference 3, provides development environment and repository that offers a web-based GUI for creating and managing natural language prompts for zero-shot or gradient-based few-shot learning. SUPNATINST, reference 49, establishes a large benchmark of 1,616 diverse NLP tasks and uses multitask training on the T5 model, demonstrates strong generalization capabilities on unseen tasks. InstructGPT, reference 33, demonstrates significant performance improvements and may be integrated into closed-source models like GPT 3.5 and GPT-4, reference 32. The open-source Stanford Alpaca, reference 41, approach fine-tunes all parameters of LLMs in an end-to-end manner. However, this full model fine-tuning can be computationally intensive and challenging to scale to larger pre-trained language models. In contrast, this paper aims to fine-tune lightweight adapters on top of the frozen large-scale pre-trained models, e.g., Llama, reference 42, rather than performing end-to-end fine-tuning of all parameters. Our approach reduces computational demands and facilitates the efficient adaptation of LLMs to instruction following tasks while maintaining high performance. 2.2. Large vision language models. Over the past decade, we have witnessed a shift in vision language research from task-specific models, reference 13, 15, 39, 44, 52, to large foundation models, 1, 4, 21, 36, 45 to 47, 50. After pre-training on large-scale image text data, such large vision language models can be adapted to a variety of downstream tasks with powerful performance. A line of works, reference 36, 46, 50, train both visual and textual encoders from scratch, leading to a high computation cost. Recently, another line of works, reference 1, 21, 45, 54, adopt pre-trained unimodal models as initialization and only train the newly introduced parameters. For example, Lit, reference 54, utilizes pre-trained image encoder to speed up Clip, reference 36, training. Frozen, reference 43, fine-tunes an image encoder to transform visual tokens into LLM soft prompts. Similarly, ClipCap, reference 31, proposes a mapping network to connect the pre-trained image encoder with LLMs. Flamingo, reference 1, inserts several cross-attention layers to inject visual knowledge into LLMs. BLIP2, reference 21, connects pre-trained image encoders and LLMs with a Q-former. Clip Adapter, reference 8, Tip Adapter, reference 55, 57, and Point Clip, reference 56, 60, introduce customized adapters upon Clip for 2D and 3D few-shot learning. To summary, these methods use mapping networks or cross-attention layers to connect vision and languages. Our work also belongs to the second line of works. Differently, our method only introduces a few learnable parameters and progressively injects visual features into pre-trained LLMs with a simple but efficient zero-init attention. 2.3. Parameter-efficient fine-tuning. Parameter-efficient fine-tuning, PEFT, reference 34, methods facilitate efficient adaptation of LLMs without the need to update all model parameters, thereby reducing the cost and improving the efficiency of fine-tuning large models. Various PEFT techniques include prefix tuning, reference 24, low-rank adaptation, LoRA, reference 12, and the insertion of adapter layers in pre-trained large language models, reference 11, 26, 35. Prefix tuning, reference 24, appends a collection of prefixes to autoregressive language models, or alternatively, incorporates prefixes for both encoder and decoder components, similar methods proposed in, reference 20. LoRA, reference 12, introduces trainable rank decomposition matrices into each layer, reference 14. Adapters, reference 11, involves inserting lightweight modules into each layer of pre-trained models, which only updates the adapters and has been extended across numerous domains, reference 35. In this paper, we fine-tuned pre-trained language models for instruction following capabilities, response to instructs, and are distinct from existing ones in two aspects. Zero init attention. Prevalent PEFT methods might potentially disturb the pre-trained linguistic knowledge by directly inserting randomly initialized modules. This leads to unstable fine-tuning with large loss value at early training stages. Llama Adapter adopts a zero init attention with gating to mitigate this. Unified multimodal tuning. Previous PEFT methods are normally developed to address specific modalities, such as language, image, and audio. In contrast, Llama Adapter can handle both language and multimodality fine-tuning with a unified manner, demonstrating superior generalization ability. 3. Llama Adapter. In section 3.1, we first introduce how to insert the learnable adaption prompts into Llama's transformer. Then in section 3.2, we present the details of zero init attention mechanisms with zero gating. Finally in section 3.3, we generalize Llama Adapter for multimodal reasoning. 3.1. Learnable adaption prompts given 52k instruction to output data, reference 48, and a pre-trained Llama, reference 42, with an n-layer transformer, we adopt a set of learnable adaption prompts for instruction following fine-tuning. We denote the prompts for L transformer layers as P, where P euro RK times C, with K denoting the prompt length for each layer, and C equaling the feature dimension of Llama's transformer. Note that we insert the prompts into the topmost L layers of the transformer. L is less than or equal to N. This can better tune the language representations with higher level semantics. 3. Taking the 1th inserted layer as an example, we denote the M-length word tokens as T euro erm times C. Then, the adaption prompt is concatenated with T along the token dimension as prefix, formulated as in this way. The instruction knowledge learned within P can effectively guide T to generate contextual responses. 3.2. Zero init attention. If the adaption prompts are randomly initialized, they might bring disturbance to the word tokens at the beginning of training, which harms the fine-tuning stability and effectiveness. Considering this, we modify the vanilla attention mechanisms at the last L transformer layers to be zero init attention, as shown in figure 2. Suppose the model is generating the M plus 1th word on top of P, T, at the 7th inserted layer. We denote the corresponding M plus 1th word token as T euro R times C. In the attention mechanism, several linear projection layers are first applied to transform the input tokens into queries, keys, and values as then, the attention scores before the softmax function are calculated as which records the feature similarities between TI and all K plus M plus 1 tokens. Meanwhile, S can be reformulated by two components as S equals SK, SM plus, T, 6, where SK euro RK times and SM plus euro R, M plus, times denote the attention scores of K adaption prompts and M plus 1 word tokens, respectively. The former SK represents how much information the learnable prompt contributes to T, which probably causes disturbance in the early training stage. To this end, we adopt a learnable gating factor, denoted as GI, to adaptively control the importance of SK in the attention. Initialized by 0, GI can firstly eliminate the influence of underfitted prompts, and then increase its magnitude for providing more instruction semantics to Llama. Therefore, we independently apply the softmax functions to the two components in equation 6, and multiply the first term by GI, formulated as the separate softmax functions ensure the second term to be irrelevant to our adaption prompts. When 91 is close to 40, it can convey the originally pre-trained knowledge of Llama to token TI for creditable generation. In practice, we adopt multiple G to be independently learned for different heads of the attention mechanism. Finally, we calculate the output of the attention layer with a linear projection layer as with our proposed zero init attention. The adaption prompts progressively inject the newly acquired instructional knowledge into Llama, while effectively incorporates its pre-trained ability to provide high-quality responses. 3.3. Multimodal reasoning not limited to textual instructions. Llama Adapter is capable of answering a question based on input of other modalities, which augments the language model with rich cross-modal information. As shown in Figure 3, we take the Science QA benchmark, reference 27, as examples. Given visual and textual contexts, along with the corresponding question and options, the model is required to conduct multimodal reasoning to give the correct answer. For an input image as the visual context, we first leverage a pre-trained visual encoder, e.g., CLIP, reference 36, to extract its multi-scale global features, denoted as IM, M underscore 1, where IMERXCM and M denotes the scale number. Then, we concatenate the M scale features along the channel dimension and apply a learnable projection network on top, formulated as where IP Euro RxC and is regarded as the overall image token with the same feature dimension as our adaption prompts. After this, we repeat IP for k times, an element wisely added onto the k-length adaption prompts at all L-inserted transformer layers. For the LTH layer, we denote the acquired multimodal prompt as where P denotes the multimodal prompt incorporated with visual information from the given image context. In this way, Llama is fine-tuned to generate responses conditioned on vision language inputs, and can tackle more challenging generative tasks with multimodal understanding, such as the Science QA benchmark, reference 27. As a general framework, Llama adapter with additional input condition can also be extended to video and audio modalities. Using the pre-trained modal-specific encoders, we can integrate instructional signals of different modalities into the adaption prompts, which further maximizes the comprehension and generative capacity of Llama. We leave this as a future work. 4. Instruction following evaluation. In this section, we evaluate the instruction following capacity of Llama adapter by responding to instructions. 4.1. Experimental details training data. We use 52K instruction following data from Stanford Alphica, reference 41, for training, denoted as ALPHACA52K. Each sample in ALPHACA52K contains the following fields: instruction is the description of a task, input is the context for the task, and output is the answer generated by GPT-3.5, text DaVinci 003, reference 5. Note that around 40% of the examples include an input. Implementation details. We build Llama adapter based on the original Llama codebase squared with minor modifications. We train Llama adapter on 8 A100 GPUs for 5 epochs. The warm-up epochs, batch size, learning rate, and weight decay are set to 2, 64, 9E-3, and 0.02, respectively. In general, we utilize the pre-trained Llama model with 7B parameters and N32 transformer layers as the base model. We set the prompt length k equals 10 and insert prompts into the last L equals 30 layers by default. Other variants of Llama adapter with different inserted layers are also released in our code. In the generation stage, we adopt top P sampling as the default decoding method with a temperature 0.1 and a top P equals 0.75. 5.4.2. Performance. We compare Llama adapter with the representative instruction following method, Alphica, reference 41, in table 1, and present the full comparison with Alpaca Laura, reference 12, and GPT-3, reference 5, in Appendix A. As there's still lack of rigorous metrics for evaluation, we simply show some response examples for comparison. As shown, by only fine-tuning 1.2M parameters, our approach generates reasonable responses comparable to the fully fine-tuned Alpaca in the large-scale GPT-3. This fully demonstrates the effectiveness of our adapters with zero init attention. In Appendix B, we also compare Llama adapter with Llama I, i.e., Llama 65B fine-tuned on large-scale instructional data. As shown, Llama adapter is capable of various non-trivial tasks, such as dialogue generation, code generation, and question answering, etc. We believe Llama adapter can be further enhanced by combining larger Llama models, enlarging the amount of training data, and scaling up learnable parameters. 4.3. Efficiency. In Table 3, we compare the learnable parameters, storage space, and training time of different instruction following methods. As a lightweight plug-and-play module, Llama adapter enjoys superior training efficiency with only 1.2M parameters, 4.9M storage, and 1 hour training. This enables us to fine-tune large-scale language models, Llama, on cheap and mobile devices. Llama adapter's efficiency advantages can be further revealed by multi-node training, since only the gradients of 1.2M parameters are transferred among nodes, other than Alpaca's 7B. 5. Multimodal evaluation. In this section, we illustrate the multimodal reasoning capability of Llama adapter on the Science QA benchmark, reference 27, and conduct ablation studies to verify the effectiveness of our designs. 5.1. Experimental details training data. We train the multimodal Llama adapter on Science QA, reference 27, a large-scale multimodal and multi-choice science question dataset collected from a wide range of domains cubed. Figure 4 gives two examples in Science QA. Each example normally contains a visual context, a textual context, a question, multiple options, and an answer. We omit the lecture and explanation for simplicity. The model is required to output the correct answer based on the multimodal context and choices. The official question answering accuracy is adopted as the evaluation metric. 6. Implementation details. We organize the textual input of Llama with one sentence, in an order of question, textual context, and options. For the visual context, we adopt the pre-trained clip, reference 36, as the visual encoder to extract its multi-scale and global features. We utilize simple MLPs as the projection network before adding the image tokens to the adaption prompts. Since the pre-trained visual encoder is strong enough, we do not use the captioning data in Science QA. In the generation stage, we adopt greedy search as the decoding method. We keep other settings the same as single modal Llama adapter if not specified. 5.2. Performance. In Table 2, we compare Llama adapter with popular VQA methods, reference 2, 9, 17, 18, 22, 23, 28, 53, and language models, reference 5, 16, 59. As shown, our single modal 7 variant, Llama adapter, attains 78.31% accuracy with 1.2 m parameters. By further injecting visual conditions with a 0.6 m projection network, our multimodal variant, Llama adapter, is boosted by plus 6.88% answering accuracy. Traditional VQA methods are required to train the entire network with considerable resource budget, while Llama adapter only fine-tunes a few parameters with better answering performance. Compared to GPT-3, reference 5, despite its zero-shot answering capacity without fine-tuning, GPT-3 contains 175B total parameters, much larger than our 7B Llama with 1.2 m adapters. Also, as a language model, GPT-3 cannot leverage any additional visual information. In contrast, Llama adapter can be easily switched into multimodal variant and achieves plus 10% higher accuracy. Besides, we notice that MCOT, reference 59, is on par with our approach, but it relies on the complex two-stage inference. We believe our Llama adapter can also be boosted and leave the exploration of chain of thought for future research. 5.3. Ablation study. Insertion layers. We first investigate the number of transformer layers to be inserted. As shown in Table 4, increasing the layer numbers introduce more learnable parameters, but leads to a significant improvement on the accuracy of validation set, e.g., plus 17.41% from 10 to 30, and plus 10.49% from 20 to 30. It indicates that more adaption layers, 10, 20, 30, params, 0.971.371.79. 5. ALACC, percent, 55.9573.3683.85 Table 4. Ablation on inserted layers. Prompts can provide stronger task-specific guidance to the pre-trained Llama. This encourages us to adopt more inserted transformer layers for the larger Llama model with 65B parameters in the future. Zero init attention. Our proposed zero init attention in Llama adapter is essential for the early-stage training stability and final generation capacity. As shown in Table 5, it contributes to a significant plus 43.27% performance gain on Sishoneka's validation set. In contrast, the randomly initialized baseline only achieves 40.77% accuracy, nearly the same as random choice, see Table 2's first row. This comparison demonstrates the decisive role of zero init attention in our approach. In Figure 5, we plot the loss curves with and without the zero init attention, where the zero init attention converges faster and reaches lower loss bounds than rand init attention. Robustness to overfitting. Since the data for fine-tuning is much smaller scale than that for pre-training, researchers have to carefully tune a set of hyperparameters to avoid overfitting of LLMs. In Table 6, we show our LLAMA adapter is relatively robust to the overfitting issue. Similar 8.5. ALACC, percent. 40.7784.04 plus 43.27. Setting. Rand init attention 0 init attention gain Table 5. Ablation on 0 init attention. To the conclusion in reference 33. Even if our model has overfitted the fine-tuning data, e.g., the validation loss marginally varies from 0.136, 15 epochs, to 0.282, 60 epochs, the validation accuracy is still increasing, e.g., from 82.08% to 83.94%. One possible reason is that Llama adapter only introduces a few learnable parameters and keep the pre-trained 7B Llama frozen. Therefore, a small-scale dataset can also fully fine-tune our adapters. 6. Conclusion. In this paper, we propose Llama adapter, an efficient adaption method for training instruction following language models. With only 1.2 m parameters in one-hour training, our approach effectively fine-tunes Llama and exhibits superior efficiency compared to the 7B Stanford Alpaca. For better training stability and final performance, we propose a zero-init attention with a gating mechanism, which adaptively incorporates instructional signals, while preserving the pre-trained generative knowledge in Llama. Our approach can also be generalized to image conditions for multimodal reasoning, achieving competitive performance on the Science QA benchmark. In the future, we will further integrate wider multimodal inputs into Llama Adapter, such as audio and video. More experiments on larger Llama models, 33B, 65B parameters, and diverse benchmarks, VQA-V2, reference 10, OKVQA, reference 25, TVQA, reference 19, and DOCVQA, reference 29, will be conducted. 9. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.